We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Chan Yachab, B'Pitach of Zaliyah. We are in Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, but I really shouldn't say Mishnah Aleph because these are not Mishnais. These are actually Brisos. Brisos are known as, from the word bar, Beis Reish means chutz, means outside. We're not included in the Mishnais. Mishnais are generally more succinct than Brisos. Brisos are found throughout the Gemara where they elaborate upon the Mishnais. So why is this here if Avos is really five perkim long? So according to some, it goes all the way back to the Siddur of Amamgom. We're talking about now 9th century in Bavel, where there was a minhag, which many still have today, to learn the 6 prakim of Avos on the 6 Shavuos between Pesach and Shavuos. If we only used Avos without this, these brisos, we'd only have 5, and there are 6 weeks that we have to cover. This prepares a person who's from Pesach to Shavuos, for Kabbalah Satorah, through the Mishnayos, and add on this parak called Kinyan Torah, because most of it is dealing with the benefits that a person has through studying Torah and how we can be matzliach in such a way. So therefore it was incorporated into Maseches Avos to give us a 6th chapter. And in fact, even the introduction, before we mention Rabbi Meir, some call it this Perek Rabbi Meir, because it begins with Rabbi Meir, but the first statement before we hear what Rabbi Meir says is Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon HaMishnah. The rabbis taught using the language of the Mishnah, and that means that Brisos are not from the days of the Gemara. They are in the language of the Mishnah. They are in Hebrew, just like Mishnais. The same Tanoim we have in the Mishnais, we have in the Brisos. So Shanu Chachamim, that should sound familiar. When we learn Gemara, we often quote a Bris, and the introduction is Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan is just the Aramaic of Shanu Chachamim. So the Chachamim have taught Tanu Rabbanan, Shanu Chachamim, B'Lashon HaMishnah. The Brisos were studied using the language of the Mishnah Hebrew. Then at the end of the introductory remark is Baruch Shabachar Bahem Uve Mishnah Sam. Baruch Hashem, that Hashem has chosen the Chachamim in order to teach us, and their teachings, which include not only the Mishnayos, but also the Brises. Why do we say Baruch Shabach Abahem Mishnah Sam? Because once we mention Tanu Chachamim, we mention the Chachamim, there's the concept of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, usually we use that term when someone has passed away. That's in Parshas Noach, when we begin Parshas Noach, we say Ela Toldos Noach, Noach is Tzadik. So one of the explanations Rashi quotes from Chazal is Zecher Tzadik Livracha. When I mention a tzaddik and I'm about to tell you a little bit about him, or maybe something he taught us, or that he was a role model, whatever it may be, so before I do that, I speak of his praises. Zecher tzaddik, once you mention a tzaddik, livracha, we bless him, we mention a blessing. So therefore, Eile Toldos Noach, these are the children of Noach. When I'm about to list his children, before I mention his children, I say, Noach it tzaddik, Zecher tzaddik, livracha. Before I mention what I wanted to say, I want to bless him. And therefore, I would mention Noach is Tzadik. And others claim there, no. Noach is Tzadik. Those are his toladot. Those are his children. Part of our children, what we produce, our offspring, is our personality, is the spiritual growth that we have achieved. So either way, the Mishnah says, Shanu Chachamim, B'Lashon HaMishnah, and then we say, once we mention the Chachamim, Baruch Shabachar Bohem, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem has chosen them, O Mishnah Sam, and their teachings. Okay, so what do we learn? Rabbi Meir Omer, Kala Osik, Ba Torah Lishma, Zochel Dvarim Harbe. Person who studies Torah Lishma for the sake of Torah, so he merits many things. What are the many things? So we'll see, the Mishnah will give a whole list of many things that a person is blessed with, or the titles that he has because he is Osek B'Torah Lishma. And some say, no, this is just means Zochel Dvarim Harbe is its own independent statement. Many things. He'll be Zochel to blessings, to health, to prosperity, etc. By studying Torah Lishma. And then the Mishnah says, V'lo od elo shakol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. Someone who studies Torah Lishma, we say that the whole world is, in the entire world is worthwhile, has value for his sake, the idea is that the whole world was created for a person who has such character traits, who studies Torah Lishma. We mentioned in the past what sustains that people who study Torah sustaining the world. So someone who's studying Torah Lishma, no doubt he has a portion in that the whole world is kedai hulo. And then the Mishnah tells me maybe these are the Devarim Habay, maybe these are independent statements about titles about people who studied Torah Lishma. But number one, says the Mishnah, Nikra Rea, he's called a friend, Ahuv, he's called beloved, and we speak about a friend who was speaking about his relationship with Hashem. That's based on a pasuk in Tehillim of Kuflam and Tes, which calls a person who's a tzaddik is a rea of Hashem, is a friend of Hashem. Ahuv is beloved. So that we have as well. We may know that phrase Yishloyu Ohavayich. Those who love Hashem will live in tranquility. Also says Shalom Rav Lo Ohavei Sarasecho. Those who love your Torah, those who study Torah Lishma, we assume that Ohavei Sarasecho. We Ohavei is not just that we love Torah, but these are people are beloved to Hashem. And then the Mishnah says, what is Oheves HaMakom? Such a person is someone who must love Hashem because he's doing it. He's obviously studying Torah Me'ava. He's not doing it for any ulterior motive. Oheves HaBrios. We assume that someone who's studying Torah, he's also because he understands the teachings of the Torah. So much of the Torah is Beron HaMlachadero. So such a person is Oheves HaBrios. Not only that, we go back to a statement we said about Aaron HaKohen. He was Oheves HaBrios in Mekarv on the Torah. That same thing over here. Someone who loves people, and because he loves Torah and he loves people, he will draw them together with the fact that he studies Torah Lishma and he loves Torah, and the Torah teaches him to have positive interpersonal relationships, so he loves people, and he will then bring people closer to Torah. Misameach hazamakom, such a person brings joy to Hashem. And Mesameach HaSabrios, and he brings joy to people as well. A person who's studying Torah Lishma, so he gives blessing to the world, and Hashem therefore people are happy, and of course Hashem is happy. Umalbashto Anava, the Torah studying Torah Lishma dresses him with Anava, with humility. That's a studying of Torah allows that a person realizes the greatness of Hashem, how small a person is, how vast the Torah is, and universes and the greatness of Hashem and his wisdom, so then a person is filled with humility, v'yira, and it gives a person a sense of fear of Hashem. U'machsharto, and the studying the Torah lishma, machsharto prepares him, and it doesn't mean that it's automatic. It means it prepares him, makes him kasher, makes him fit, makes him ready. Lihios what? Lihios tzaddik, the chassid, the yashar, and amon. What's the difference? We often use these words, these titles, into these appellations interchangeably, but really they're different. A tzaddik is a person who does what he's supposed to do. Everything is correct, righteous. That from the word right. He doesn't obviously people make mistakes, but he's careful to fulfill all his obligations. Chassid, we've had in the past many times, someone who's pious. Piety means lifnim yishur hadin, going beyond the letter of the law. Yashar means someone who's straight. The Bar Tanur claims yosher, which is sounds like it to be straight, honest, and he says that's adif mi tzaddik. That's even a higher level of tzaddik. Rashi explains in Chumash, in Devarim, in Perek Vav, that a yashar, a person who's yashar, is someone who's willing to compromise. And finally, v'neman, someone who is neman is honest, someone who's reliable, someone who's suffused with integrity. That's a neman. So yashar and neman sometimes also we use interchangeably. And then the Mishnah says, what else? Someone who studies Torah is machsharto, that prepares him to become a tzaddik, chassid, yashar, neman. Umarachtatu min hachet, of course, studying Torah is able to distance a person from sin. If you're studying Torah, so that, and it's lishma, for the sake, not just as an intellectual pursuit, not just to be called a rabbi, but rather he's studying Torah because he understands the importance of Torah. So of course, he's going to take the Torah that he studied and is going to put into practice. A person may be well-meaning in his service of Hashem, but if he doesn't know basic halachas, doesn't study Torah, so then he's not going to distance himself from chet, but a person who studies Torah Lishma certainly will. And not only does it separate you from chet, distance you from chet, umekarav to lidei zechus, it brings you close and closer proximity to zechus, to merit. So if a person takes control of his yetzer hara and he's distanced himself from his sin, so it brings him closer to merit, to mitzvahs. V'nehenin mimenu etza v'tushia, which means that people will benefit from this person, from his etza, from his advice. Tushia means wisdom, bina, understanding, guvara, and his strength. What is the difference between these things? We assume etza is a person has general advice about the world, not necessarily specifically about Torah. Tushia is wisdom of Torah. Bina is analysis, and guvura, so that's the ability we mentioned, Izu Gibra Kavesh Sitro, is the ability to overcome the Yetzihara. Peace but sees such a person, so that he can act as a role model for such a person. The Bar Tanura quotes from the Pasuk, he says, Mehaikra. It says, "Kaziv Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko." Hashem has acquired me Reishis Darko, the first of his derech, of his path. The Samachle next to that pasuk is Eitza Vitushia. Klomar Eitza Ugvura Ubina Ani Lalom Dai. I will be, Hashem says, I will give the ability of Eitza Ugvura for those who study my Torah, Lios Levnei Adam LaAzor, to help other people as well. So Bar Tanura connects the pasuk that speaks about the kinyan of Torah with this pasuk of about Eitza Utushiyad. But now the Mishnah quotes this pasuk. This is from Mishlei. In Mishlei Perek Ches, Shedemar, Li Eitza V'Tushia, I have Eitza and Tushia, I have advice, I have Tushia, I have Torah wisdom, Ani Bina, Li Gevura. So what happens is, Hashem says, I have these things, and I'm going to give them to you, and you will be able to share them with others. V'Nosenes Lo Malchus V'Memshala V'Chikur Din, what else does Torah L'Shma give a person? Gives him a literal Malchus as kingship, Memshala means rulership, V'Chikur Din is the ability to judge things with proper analysis. So why does a person need malchus and mshala? So people look up to him. So the people look at the person with a sense of royalty. So then this person is a role model for others. Chikur din, a person as they, we study Torah and study Torah lishma, we have the ability to analyze. And chikur din, we can judge things properly and deliberately. Umigalin lo raze Torah, the study of Torah lishma now allows you, the secrets of Torah are revealed to such a person when he studies Torah lishma. The nasa kimayon hamizgaber, we had that phrase describing Rabbi Elazar ben Arach in his greatness of Torah. He becomes like an over, like a spring that's constantly getting stronger and stronger. Uchanar sheniposek, like a river that doesn't stop. V'havet sanu averech ruach, such a person as well studies Torah, is modest, he's humble, erech ruach, he's patient, mochel al bono, and he forgives the people who insult him, he brushes it off. Umegat al tomer am to al kol maasim, and it elevates such a person above all maasim, of all deeds, literally. It refers to the universe. Hashem creates many things in his world, but the human being who has this ability to grow spiritually and take his tzelem Elokim, that gift, and elevate it, so such a person becomes raised above Megad al Tum Ramavato, al Kol Masim, over all of that Hashem has created. Perek Vav Brisa Beitz. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'chol yom b'yom bas kol yotzes mehar charev u'machrezes v'omeres every day. There's a battle, there's a heavenly voice that comes out from Har Charev, which is Har Sinai, and it says the following, Oy lohem labrios me'elbona shel Torah. Woe is to people because of the disgrace of Torah. People aren't studying Torah. Bar Tanur says, al she'ein lo oskin. People, they're crying. This Baskel is crying. People aren't studying Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah, the greatest gift, and oy to humanity, where the fact that Torah is being insulted, it's being disgraced because people aren't studying. Shekol mi she'eino seik b'Torah. So the previous mission we spoke about, people study Torah, and all of the titles, Rea, Ahuv, Oy v'esam lakom, v'esam brios, etc., and all the things, and such a person is a role model for others and the ability to analyze. Now we're speaking about someone who's not osik b'Torah. Well, you know what he's called? Certainly not called a friend or beloved, but rather Nikra Nazuf. He is considered Nazuf, someone who has been banned. Like that's a language of Cherem, of being excommunicated. Shneamar, quoting a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Nezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir B'isha Yafa V'saras Ta'am. Now this is a Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yud Aleph, which means Nezem Zahav Ba'af chazir, like a golden ring in the nose of a pig. Isha yafa v'saras tam. So too is a beautiful woman who saras tam, her tam, taste or reasoning has been removed. Saras has been removed from her. So what does this pasuk mean? So says the Bar Tanura. What does it mean? Nezem zahav baf chazir she'enu mishamro elaholech v'nover ba'ashpa umamis. Meaning you have a beautiful ring. It's a beautiful ring. But if it's in the nose of a chazir, where's he going? He's going and sticking his nose around in the garbage dump, in the mud, and becomes disgusting. Kein tam l'chacham she'chaser matamim shel Torah, a person, a tam l'chacham, who is learned to some extent, but doesn't know the reasons why he's learned. He hasn't learned enough. He hasn't learned in depth sufficiently. Very superficially, doesn't really understand what it is that he's learning. So maybe he shouldn't be called Talmid Chacham at all. But someone who's engaged in Torah, but there's so much more that he could have done. So he's like this Nezem Zahaf Ba'af V'Chazir. How so? Kein Talmid Chacham Shechaser Matamim Shel Torah. So too, Talmid Chacham who's lacking in the reasoning behind the halachos that he's studying. He's as repulsive as this person who's been banned from, as we're speaking about this or this chazir. There's something beautiful, and that is that he had there's a golden ring. The problem is it's in now. It becomes disgusting because the pig brings it through the garbage. So such a person who has tasted a little bit of Torah, but he's not studying it to the extent that he can. So Hashem says, okay, he's nazuf, he's someone who I banned from society, so to speak. You've insulted the Torah because you had the education, you had the ability to study, and you're not taking full advantage of that opportunity. So that's like Isha Yafa, that's the Isha Yafa, the beautiful woman, whose Tom has departed, is as Leftar is referring to the Talmid Chacham. And the Mishnah says as well, referring to Torah, I mean, the Bryson says rather, speaking about someone who is involved in Torah, a reference to the description of, in Parshas Kisisa, of the Luchos themselves. They are a work of God. And that which is engraved was engraved by Hashem. Charus alalachos is engraved into the... the writing is the writing of Hashem, and it's engraved into the Luchos. Al tikro charus elocherus. Although, yes, the literal translation of this pasuk is charus al aluchos. It says it is engraved. Hashem's writing is engraved onto the tablets. Read it as it can be read as well as cherus. What do you mean cherus? Cherus means freedom. So eshein lecha ben chorin elam yishayosik b'tam haTorah. So the Brisa here says that a person is not considered free unless he's involved in the study of Torah. What do you mean a person is free? So first of all is free from his has spiritual freedom. It has the ability. The Torah is an antidote to the Yetzer Hara, so he learns to has the proper self-control and all of the desires that he may have, all the urges he may have. But in addition to that, there's a certain level of freedom as well. Certain the Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about certain exemptions that Talmidei Chachamim may have in terms of community obligations because they're so involved in the study of Torah. So here too, there's a level of chayrus. So chayrus can be understood in one of two ways. So ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osek b'talmud Torah, and that's why we can take the word charus referring to the luchos and read it as cherus as well. L'chol misha osek b'talmud Torah harezim esaleh, and then the Mishnah concludes that anyone who studies Torah he elevates himself. Shenemar, quoting a pasuk from this week's Parshas Chukas, which is just referring to places where Bnei Yisrael's traveled and stopped. One of the places was called Nachaliel. One was called Matana, one was called Bamos. But now we expound upon this and we could learn something from these, the fact that the names of the places are called Matana, Nachalil, etc. So a person who's involved in the Torah, Harezem Eleh, he misaleh, he will elevate himself. Shneamar, how do I know? Umi Matana, Nachalil, we travel from Matana to a place called Nachalil, Umi Nachalil, Bamos. And from Nachalil, we went to Bamos. So where do we see this from this pasuk? So we say like this, once the Torah Bar Tanura quotes, based on the Gemara in Erevin, Nun Dalid, Nidorim Nun He, Lamin He, Kevan Shenitna, Lahem Torah b'matana. Once the Torah was given to the Jewish people as a gift, nachalo akel. Kolomah Hashem gave them the nachala. Kolomah Haviyam Lechalko Hashem brought the Jewish people into his portion. They came in Shechalko Kale, and once they were now in Hashem's portion, so to speak, Olim LeGedula, we now will elevate ourselves. So it's each step. First is Matana, we have the gift of the Torah. Then Nachalayel, now we're part of Hashem's nachala, we're in his portion of Torah. We become closer to him. And then Nachalayel, after that, Vamos. Vamos means to be elevated. So that's a person who's involved himself in Torah. He's misaleh. He will elevate. He becomes elevated.